and making its way to the Sydney Opera House from August 28, Sunset Boulevard. It first premiered 30 years ago in London, gracing our shores again and joining us on the line, Mr. Tim Draxel. Good day, mate. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, mate, anytime. Now, Sunset Boulevard, classic show. What can you tell us about it?
Oh, look, it's a musical that was based on a film from 1954 called Sunset Boulevard. And the score was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber. So the music is,
awesome.
You know, I think some of his best work. It's incredibly kind of lush and sweeping and very kind of cinematic. And it's not your average musical. It's not a kind of happy-go-lucky kind of show. It's quite dark, like murder mystery and that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's an incredible show. It's a great story with some, you know, awesome twists and turns. It hasn't been done in Australia since 1996 or 97, I think, when Hugh Jackman played the role that I'm playing currently.
Yes, wow. That's massive.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's a huge honour to be part of it.
And so first time back since 1996, are we using the same props or have we updated a little bit?
No. So it's a brand new production, brand new kind of set designs, brand new costume designs. It's pretty stunning and the sets and the costumes are, you know, so lavish.
Well, I was just having a bit of a look at your Instagram and you've done a lot of traveling through your journey. Where's been your sort of favourite place to go and where would you like to work?
So I've just been watching a show that's called, I think it's called The Queen of the Desert, which is a film from 2015 with Nicole Kidman. It's all kind of like shot in the Arabian Desert and Morocco. I went on a trip to Morocco with my mum and it was so incredible. We went out to the Sahara Desert and camped under the stars. It was so beautiful. And Morocco was such an incredible country to visit. It was like stepping back in time. I'd love to work over there. I think that would be pretty phenomenal. I just went to Egypt just before I started work on Sunset Boulevard. I went to Egypt also with my mum. Mum and I love to travel together.
Why not?
Name a better person to travel with than your mum.
I mean, you know, my mum's in her 80s. We went to Egypt, right? And Mum, when we went to Morocco, wanted to ride a camel, and I was like, no, it's too dangerous, you know, you'll fall off. And then when we were in Egypt just recently, she was like, stuff you, I'm getting on a camel. We got up on it.
I love that.
And we had this incredible experience on camels in front of the pyramids. It was so beautiful.
How's the theatre scene in Egypt? Is there many jobs going?
I have no idea. I imagine it's probably quite rich. I mean, in traditional kind of, you know, music and belly dancing and all that kind of stuff. That's one thing I do love when I travel is you know, kind of experiencing their local cultures and their local kind of theatrical cultures. So, like, going to the Kabuki Theatre in Japan was amazing, seeing that. Such a different experience from theatre going in, you know, in Western cultures. In Japan, they yell things out at the characters that they like and they yell other things out at the other characters they don't like. Because we were sitting there, I went with my partner and he and I were sitting there and everyone started yelling at different characters and yelling the name of your favourite character. And we were sitting there going, what is going on here?
Yeah, like if someone started yelling out at you because you were their favourite character, it might be a bit weird, right?
Shut up. Yeah. But very interesting.
Swinging back around to the show, it is a period piece. What preparations do you put in place to try and get ready for a role like this? Like, what is your routine before you step on stage?
You know, I spend a lot of time just listening to the score and to the music. There's a lot of great documentaries about the making of Sunset Boulevard and what Billy Wilder, who wrote the screenplay, what he was trying to say with the show, which was basically commenting on the Hollywood machine and how we, you know, build these celebrities up and then we love to tear them down. I, for some reason, always get cast in period dramas in Australia. So I am eternally bound to wear like high-waisted, wide-leg trousers.
Right.
It's just something that I always get cast in, which I love.
Yeah, do you just have like a wardrobe with those pants anyway, ready to go?
I do, actually.
Perfect.
So I found a company in London that makes them, and I did actually wear them for the audition when I auditioned for Sunset Boulevard. And maybe that's why I got the role, because of my
working for you.
It's the biggest role that I've ever taken on.
Now, Sunset Boulevard, look, it's ranked as one of the greatest movies of all time, 11 Academy Award nominations. Tim, for yourself, I mean, you've been up for a Logie, you've been up for an actor, you've also released 4 solo albums, you're a talent and a half, and we can't wait to see you on the big stage.
I can't wait to get to the Opera House. It's going to be so exciting to do it there.